Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, it's Schumer shutdown playtime.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
I've never been so excited about a government shutdown before, Lee.
Yeah,
and I'm not alone. Donald Trump, I think, is even more excited than I am.
Mm-hmm. For good reason.
Because Democrats made a big mistake. There have just been all of these court decisions. They haven't gotten a lot of attention. Uh-huh. Where the Supreme Court has given Donald Trump the nod again and again and again. Yep, you can fire. Yep, fire them if you want. Yep, you're the executive. You can fire people. And he is just waiting to exercise all this newfound power. And he told the Democrats, look, I'm not giving illegal immigrants free health care. We're not going back to 1.5 million illegals on Medicaid. Sorry, not doing that. If you're going to shut down the government by not giving me the 60 votes I need in the Senate, then I'm just going to start firing people. And he doubled down on that yesterday.
Well, the Democrats want to shut it down. So when you shut it down, you have to do layoffs. So we'd be laying off a lot of people that are going to be very affected. And the Democrats, they're going to be Democrats. As you know, no country can afford to pay for illegal immigration, health care for everybody that comes into the country. And that's what they're insisting. And obviously, I have an obligation to not accept that. A lot of good can come down from shutdowns. We can get rid of a lot of things that we didn't want. And they'd be Democrat things, but they want open borders. They want men playing in women's sports. They want transgender for everybody. They never stop. They don't learn. We won an election in a landslide. They just don't learn. So we have no choice. I have to do that for the country. Yes.
Oh, you know what? I got to tell you, he's always been good at trolling them, right?
Yeah.
But he is, he's a masterclass lately. He's getting better at it.
Yeah, that was right on target right there.
Yes. We've never seen Republicans fight like this before. And we've never seen Republicans step up and go, no. And the Democrats aren't used to this. They're used to us going, they go boo and we go, okay, what do you want? And it's just not happening anymore. And they don't know how to play the game without the lying media covering for them. They simply can't. And Lee, here's their problem, okay? I don't know if you've been paying attention to TikTok at all.
Yeah, actually, since Donald Trump had his TikTok account, he opened one. I said, okay, well, if it's good enough for Trump, I'll go ahead and... So yeah, I must admit, I do waste some time looking at some of that drivel too.
Well, did you notice over the last couple of days, these kids on TikTok, because it's a lot of younger people are on TikTok just mouthing off, are figuring out that the Democrats are doing this shutdown and they're doing it over giving illegal immigrants free health care.
Oh, good.
And not only are they figuring it out, people who aren't really political are figuring it out. And there have been, it was about 2 days ago, massive trending videos down the side. People just, they're not into politics, but they're like, wait a minute, the Democrats are seeing they want free health care for illegals. This is one of the many videos that went viral on TikTok over this. This woman got 80,000 likes, not views, likes, which means she got millions of views. And I rolled tape on it so you could hear the reaction that Democrats are getting on social media. now that everything is unfiltered and people can see real things. This is the reaction Democrats are getting on social media. I clicked on this woman's account. I was very curious. She's young. She looks like maybe she's in her early 20s, late teens, maybe somewhere like 1925, right? Between 1925. I clicked on some of her other videos. I was curious. Does she do political things? She doesn't. Okay. This is a young black woman losing her mind. This was one of the most viral videos on TikTok. But if you looked at the whole wall of what was trending, this was, it's just, he just one of them.
Oh, the Democrats want to give away $1.4 billion of free mother money to the immigrants for health care. And if not, if the other side don't agree with it, they talking about shutting down the mother government. Why the do you just fight so hard for everybody but your own mother people? I'm sorry. Those folks weren't supposed to be here to begin with. I don't really give two flying. What about us? What about us mother who struggle to pay for health care? And even though we pay a fortune on our mother health care, it still ain't enough. It still the ain't enough. You still got to come out of pocket dying because they can't afford health care around this. Are you kidding me? You be dying and have to be mother airlifted. You know how much that costs? I saw a lady post her bill. It was almost 60,000 mother dollars. That's what we deal with when it comes to healthcare. Sorry, not motherfucking sorry. They got to fend for theirself. Help us, Americans, before you worry about helping everybody else. Damn. I'm sick of that motherfucking ass. And you know what? I don't even think the money going to the people. The money they want to give to the illegal immigrants, it ain't going to the illegal immigrants.
So as you can see, this is not playing well with traditional Democrat constituencies.
Nope.
Lee?
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Through that expletive-filled tirade, yes, I think she's making a very good point.
It took me a long time to bleep that. I bleeped it myself.
Boy, you had to work hard at that.
Well, I did. It took forever. But I wanted you to hear that. This is not traditional bow-tied conservative young men on Twitter trying to make an economic argument, as you can see. You know, she's got her hair is in curlers and she got one of those wraps around her head. I don't know why they record videos that way, but they do. And that, so, I mean, this is not, that got 72,000 likes within just a few hours. Was at over 80 when I last looked at it. That was just one of the viral videos. So the Democrats are reaching traditional constituencies with their message. It's just not going as well as they would like. And you know what? They're still operating on this theory, right? Because this white Democrat's doing this. All brown people are together and they all agree. So traditional constituencies like black people really want to help out illegal immigrants because they're all brown, right? That's how they think. Democrats cannot think in terms of individuals. They cannot do it. They only think in terms of groups. So they lump all people in their minds, not mine, brown people together and think they'll just be fine with it. And it's not playing, and they're not getting it. Instead, listen to what she says there, okay? There's a lot of expletives, but it's interesting. She's not identifying as brown or black. She's identifying as American.
Good point.
And that's why she's mad.
In other words, a citizen.
Yes. And that's what Democrats are not grasping. Again, they think, well, you know, if we help out one brown person, you had a brown people, they're all the same. They'll like it. Yeah, this is how white Democrats think. You know, Wiley, they are racist as heck. They are the most racist people on the planet.
White liberal progressive Democrats, yes. That's the biggest racist group in this country. Yes, there's no question about that.
And so they're still operating on those old coalition rules, and they have walked themselves into a nightmare here. Here's the other problem they have. I'm going to play this coming up. Very revealing interview with Auntie Maxine. And a reporter asks her, you know, about funding, you know, hey, why are you shutting down the government? Because you want the funding back for the illegal immigrants to have health care, right? The Democrats want to do two things here. They are desperate to communicate to the illegals, hey, we got your back.
Yeah.
Stay. We're going to eventually get your free stuff back. Please don't take Trump's offer of a free plane ticket and $1,000 for your trouble to go back home. Please, please stay. Please. And at the same time, their constituents, like this woman who says she's an American first, are mad at them for wanting to give the money to the illegals, right? So they want to lie and deny that this is over illegal immigrant health care, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they don't want to explicitly deny it because they need the message to the illegals as well to stay. And so that results in this bizarre situation where they keep saying, well, we want health care for all people. They're not, they get mad. No, we're not giving illegals health care. But also we are, though. We're giving health care to all people. It's a mixed message, and it's not working. It's not working. I love this. This really begins to show Americans, you have been second-class citizens at the hands of these people for years.
And that message is getting out.
Yes.
And when you have this young woman who gets that message, that kind of message that would have gotten you banned from social media just 2 or 3 years ago, is getting the message. And the problem for Democrats is she may not pull the lever in the voting booth for a Republican.
No.
But she may not just show up to vote.
Right.
And the only way that these liberal, progressive, secularist Democrats are going to continue to get elected is when they can get people to show up at the polls en masse. And if you have certain groups, certain constituencies, like American citizens that stop either showing up or not voting for your party, you're done. You're toast. Now, I don't want to, you know, raise the victory flag in 2026 yet. We're a long way away. But this is encouraging.
It is. And it's not just, I think, about like even that election, Lee. That's a woman waking up right now.
Yes, there.
Again, I went through some of her other videos. She's not political. She talks a lot of like music stuff, culture stuff, stuff like that. She does like kind of complaints about products she likes and doesn't like. Yeah. She doesn't do this stuff. That's who needs to wake up in America. That's who needs to wake up in America, and it's happening. And the Democrats are doing it themselves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.